Since their creation in 1960, real estate investment trusts, or REITs, have been exempt from paying state corporate income taxes. REITs distribute 90% of their taxable income to their shareholders as dividends, which are tax deductible. Local developer Peter Savio says REITs should pay their fair share by plugging the tax loophole.
We're losing $60 million minimum a year, possibly $120 million a year. The federal government scores. They get paid the taxes. The local taxpayer is the one who gets screwed. Your kids, your parents, your grandparents are being screwed and paying more taxes because we've allowed the REITs to cheat.
Shareholders pay personal income taxes on their dividends. Mitz Fujimura, who represents the National Association of Real Estate Investment Trusts, says hotel REITs in Hawaii already pay double general excise taxes as property owners and hotel operators.
A REIT cannot own and operate a hotel. They have to split it. And consequently, they're paying double the GET that you would normally get if it was a non-REIT owner. Our estimation is annually, the state is getting an additional $16 million in GET revenues.
But the Faith Action for Community Equity, or FACE, says REIT-owned properties in Hawaii are valued at $18 billion and earn about $1 billion in profits annually. Catherine Graham, co-chair of the FACE Housing Now Committee, says most citizens don't know what REITs are.
When they find out that the Ala Moana Shopping Center does not pay income tax to the state of Hawaii, they're kind of floored. That the Hilton Hawaiian Village does not pay income taxes to us. The legislature, the state, is complaining they don't have enough money, and yet we're just giving the state away.
Opponents of the bill say REITs purchase long-term income-producing real estate and are provided tax benefits in exchange. Francis Coffrin is Senior General Manager for Ala Moana Shopping Center.
REITs invest in places that help communities grow, which include workforce rental housing, medical facilities, shopping centers, and commercial buildings. We rent space in these buildings to local businesses. Thousands of families are supported by the jobs we create. You know, doing business in Hawaii is already hard enough, and this legislation will make it harder, not only for us, but also for the local families that we support.
The Senate Ways and Means Committee passed Senate Bill 301 earlier this month. The House Finance Committee, meanwhile, will hear the companion measure, House Bill 475, Wednesday at 4 p.m. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.